Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
This morning, faith is coming for healing.
Amen.
Faith speaks and then must exercise corresponding action. It has to be believed, the word believed in the heart, spoken with the mouth, and accompanied with corresponding action. Now faith is on the job. The creative power has been released. So faith comes. Faith comes. Faith is coming right now. Just in these few moments, I sense a rising of the tide. Praise God. Faith is coming. It's happening. It's not something you feel. It is an inevitable result of teaching and preaching under the anointing, the word and the covenant of the living God. Faith arises. Faith just reaches up and takes hold of that. Amen. Now, so faith is here. Faith is coming. Faith is rising. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to read Proverbs 3:2 from the Classic Amplified. So don't read, just listen. Oh, I love this. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now that was my problem. I was obedient. I was doing what he said, but my heart wasn't in it. We came home and back there at the end, I didn't have any sense. And I learned later better. But I preached way too much all the time. I love it. I mean, I like to kill myself at it. But I was exhausted. And I kept telling him that. Lord, I'm exhausted. This thing will kill me. I said, I need better than that, but I'm griping and going on. I'm murmuring. You know, I have never, ever been able to talk him out of anything like that. That's stupid to try. Because whatever he tells you to do is going to help you. And I learned later and became stronger for it. But I got in daily television, and I got in there, and I was so exhausted. And I promised God back in the days of radio that I would never just put something on tape just because it was due. That I would wait and pray, even if it was a little late, and get the message. And Brother Roberts, my spiritual father, told me, he said, don't do that. He said, you need something to relax your mind. Well, he chose golf. I already had that. Because I could just go out and get in an airplane, and it seemed like when those wheels went in the holes, everything was all right. Then Gloria would say sometimes, why don't you go fly something? And so, the Lord called me, and I was born to fly.
Amen.
I didn't know it when I was young. But anyway, He told me, he said, you'll get over into a rut and you'll just start preaching the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over because revelation's not coming, because faith isn't working, you're too tired and you're preaching it out of your head. So anyway, I was in the studio and I started to preach and I just stopped. I said, I'm through. I'm finished. I just got up and left. Well, this gorgeous, beautiful woman by the name of Gloria Jean, this is when it began with her. Now, I'm going to tell you something that most people don't know about her. Gloria was so shy and so timid that She could, if she was perfectly happy around our friends, to never say anything. I said, Gloria, well, she said, well, you talk enough for both of us. But she just sat there, just enjoyed the conversation. And I remember the night her cousin and her husband came over, and Gloria was very pregnant. And we went out and had Mexican food. And we came back to our apartment, and we're standing there in the door continuing to talk. She didn't say hardly anything all evening. And it wasn't me, it's her cousin. Anyway, so they, anyway, we're standing there in the door, and Gloria hadn't said anything. And she said, I think maybe it might be time. I said, Gloria, how far apart are the page? Oh, I don't know, about 5 minutes. I said, she said, but it might be, I said, you get in that car. Now, you got to really be quiet and tell it not to speak up. But that's just Gloria. But she said, I'll do it. And that's when her debut into television came. Anyway, when I corrected that, my first day back into daily television, I had changed things. And so far, nothing had occurred yet. But when I sat down there by myself in the studio, and I said, you know what? I love daily television. And the anointing fell on me. It didn't just come. It suddenly fell on me. I jumped up and kicked my chair back and ran around that table. And I've been in love with it ever since. Sometimes I can hardly wait to get in that studio. Tired or no tired, just forget it. Glory to God. Let's preach. Anyway, my son, forget not my law or teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. Listen to this. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. And that was in the first covenant. A life worth living, even through old age, even to death. A life worth living. And a life full of sickness and pain, well, you can make it. I struggled through that, but I struggled through it with faith. Amen. And just kept on going anyway, but believe in God. I didn't just tough it out. I'm not that tough. Amen. Amen. There was a lot of pain involved in that. But glory to God, the pain's gone. Amen. And I'm still here. Amen. And I'm living a life worth living. Amen. I'm 84 and a half years old, and I'm having the time of my life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A life worth living, continuing through old age, until death, all the way up till your departure. All the way up to your departure. In studying death through the eyes of the rabbis and reading the Chumash and other things, and in particularly discussing these things with Professor Greg Stevens, because Professor Stevens studied to be a rabbi. And he was running from God and decided he wanted to be a Jew. And he went into the Air Force. He was on the firing line training in weapons. And he said, I'm an atheist. Now, he was raised, dad and mother, raised in church. But he's, like another jerk I know myself. And he decided, no, God, not even here, not even real. But he's out there on the firing line. And I don't remember the whole scenario, but he's trying to see that target. And he went through this thing and he fired. And all of a sudden he started speaking in tongues. He thought, where did that come from? I don't believe that. So he decided, I'm going to be a Jew. He didn't realize that God was actually leading him in that direction. And he's in a Hebrew class every Sunday night. That, and it's an interactive class. The rabbi and the other students, they interact together. And at the end of next month, when he finishes that course, he will have a certificate that declares him to be a Hebrew scholar. And he instructs First Covenant in Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Wouldn't you like to be in some of those classes? And so that's the reason he and I do so much together when it concerns things that have to do with our covenants. Anyway, this is covenant. That this is covenant life. Now, when God spoke those things and they became writings in the book of Proverbs, that entered them into the covenant. That is a covenant promise. You can stand on that. You can believe that. You can love that. You can walk in that. Glory to God. Amen. These are covenant words. So, and they're backed in blood. Now, this is worth saying. Now, the rabbis teach. Now, the first covenants were the first was in the blood of animals. Abram sacrificed animals. Now, why was his name changed from Abram to Abraham? Remember covenant name change. Amen. You married?
Yes, sir.
What's your last name?
Bradley.
Brother Bradley? Is your wife's last name Bradley?
Yes, sir.
Why?
She's married to me.
She's covenanted to you.
Yes.
That didn't just start a few years ago.
Amen.
It started with Abram. The H in the middle of the name. Your name shall no longer be called Abram, but Abraham. H, Hashem. Covenant change of name. At that covenant change, it went from the blood of animals to the blood of man through circumcision. Oh, there's power and faith in that.
Amen.
That became the blood covenant that was the foundation of blood covenants throughout the earth. And they still happen today for all kinds of fouled up, messed up reasons, but that's where it began. Amen.
Amen.
So you needed to see that because the circle of circumcision. That, now, here's the power of it. Isaac, born way out of time. It was covenant. God is a covenant-making God. The covenant, the promise, but then there's a contradiction. Abram was almost 100 years old, and his wife was 90, and she never had children to start with. But then through circumcision, the seed that brought forth the first covenant, blood covenant child, the seed passed through the circle of blood. So it was a blood child representing the blood of Jesus.
Yes, that's good. Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? That's what all of that was all about.
Yes, yes.
Amen. All right. That's healing. That's healing. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now then, Proverbs 4:20. This This is the healing prescription. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The cross reference says the Hebrew word is medicine. This is the prescription. This is the spiritual prescription for healing. And my son, attend to my words, listen, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them, the sayings, the words, not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. But now, come on. The prescription does you no good unless you take it. I had the Lord say this to me one time, years and years ago. I had gone to preach once again in Shreveport, and Brother Moore kept inviting me back, and I would go back then for a few days at a time, and just building faith in the church. And I came in on a Sunday evening. Gloria and I were in church Sunday evening. And just sitting there praising and worship. I was so excited because I love to preach in this church. It's where I met Brother Jerry and Carolyn, and I'm excited about it. And Jerry, you know, kept telling Carolyn, I'm not going back. They're all just alike. And she said, if you go hear this one, I'll never ask you to go again. And he said, yeah, that's a deal. So, and he came then he said, Ken Copeland. Well, I know him. You don't know him, Carolyn said. There's no way. Oh, yeah. So Ken Copeland recorded a record that called Pledge of Love. This guy's got a music memory that I go ask him about songs that I've forgotten the title of, and he knows the lyrics. Anyway, well, yeah, he recorded a record called Pledge of Love in 1957. Oh, she said. Well, so I just walked out, and I was preaching along. I don't remember where in the message I did, and it just stopped. And I said, now, well, Anna Jean Price was one of the most fabulous piano players I've ever known in my life. And so, man, she's like David Ellis. You could just tell her any key, it didn't matter. Just play. And like I do both of them. Sometimes I just stop and listen. Not because I want to hear them play. And so I'd been doing a lot of singing there in the church. And I just stopped and I said, well, now, you know, back when I was talking about the anointing and selling a song. That's what I learned how to do in the entertainment business, was sell it. And the Lord warned me about that. You quit selling the song, because I had it a couple of times where the anointing just left me right in the middle of it. Just let it happen. And anyway, I mentioned about that. And I said, back in 57, I recorded a song called Pledge of Love. And I think he probably slugged Carolyn. You see there, I told you. Anyway, the point that I wanted to get to here, that this is a healing covenant. That's what it's about. The whole thing is about salvation and healing. Now, we reread believe in your heart, say it with mouth, you shall be saved. Greek word is sozo. Now, in the book of James, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Not heal the sick, save the sick. Same word, sozo. That's the reason Greek people got salvation and healing at the same time because they heard the same word. Healing and salvation. Healing and deliverance. Healing. Look it up in Strong's Concordance. It's all in that word sozo. Well, English-speaking people have fought small wars over it. We don't preach healing. We just preach salvation. Well, you didn't know it. But you were leaving out half of it. It's all one revelation. The healing, the salvation, the deliverance. It's deliverance for the spirit. It's deliverance for the mind and deliverance for the body. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. So now then. Oh, glory to God. That is the healing prescription. Now, I was in that meeting that Sunday night. I felt a tightness right here in this part of my left leg. But I went to bed and it seemed like it was all right. I got up the next morning and it was still kind of tight like that. And so I went on out, and when I stepped out on the platform and I preached, it was still bothering me some, but when I stepped off the platform, it hit me. I screamed. I never did know what it was, but since then in my heart, I believe it was a blood clot. I've never had it since. It would be all right during the day. It just felt tight. I would walk, and of course the devil was behind it, because that church is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I'd preach, and it'd just be tight feeling. I'd step off of that platform and kind of relax, and man, it hit me. I mean, it nearly knocked me to the floor. But, you know, I didn't quit. And the last day of it, I just had one more service to go, and I just laid back across that. I said, Lord, you can't miss it. I'm missing it. Where am I missing it? He took me to this. He said, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He said, you're quoting the healing scriptures. There's nothing wrong with that. But I needed to put my eyes on them. That's when he said to me, you remember, he asked me, you remember what a potato looks like? I said, yes, sir. You remember what a potato tastes like? I said, yes, sir. But he said, remembering it and remembering what it tastes like will not nourish your body. You have to get it inside the system. He said, put your eyes on my word and believe it and get it inside the spiritual system where it can work. Yes. And that's the prescription. You have to get it on the inside of you for it to work.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes. God's word is life and healing to me. I am strong. My life is full of God's wholeness and abundant blessings.
Become God inside minded. Think like He thinks. Choose the healing and wellness He has promised you in His word with the Harvest of Health package. This life-changing set of resources includes And Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. God wants you well. And Jesus has already healed you, so take hold of His word as your prescription for life and health. The Healing Scriptures CD builds up your spirit in the word. Get rid of unforgiveness, choose to walk in love, and experience wholeness as you listen to anointed scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. What you plant in your heart grows. The Harvest of Health, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to take God's promises and confess them for your healing every day.
It's time to reap a harvest of health. Request your free Harvest of Health package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Plant the seed of God's word into your heart and receive your harvest of health. Allow God's healing power to flow into and through your body. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have some teaching materials they want to sow into your life. It's called the Harvest of Health Package. Now, it's two books by Gloria Copeland and a CD by Brother Copeland. And I want to tell you about this Healing Scripture CD. This is a great tool to help renew your mind to the Word of God. All you do is you put it on and you listen as Brother Copeland reads healing Bible verses to you, and you just let the anointing that is on those scriptures minister to your spirit, soul, and your body. And you receive your healing by allowing the power of God's Word to get in your heart, let it flow into you and through you, take hold of your covenant of healing, be healed, and stay well in Jesus' name. Now, even when you're not sick, I encourage you to use these teaching resources to keep fear and doubt out of your life and to stay in divine health. Now, Jesus finished your healing on the cross. He did it for you. He already paid the full price for you to be made whole. And as far as Jesus is concerned, you are the healed. Now, you do have an enemy who's trying to steal your healing, but you don't have to let him do it. You get into the Word, find out the price that Jesus paid for your healing, believe it, and receive it. Now, request your free healing package today at kcm.org. And the 2021 Word Explosion Military Salute starts this Thursday, September 2nd, and goes through September 4th. And we invite you to join Kenneth Copeland in Columbia, South Carolina, along with Chaplain A.L. Downing, Bill Winston, Pastor George Pearsons, and Bishop Herbert Bailey. Come into this meeting, get refreshed in the presence of God, be totally immersed in His Word. And this is the time to build your faith, grow stronger on the inside. And if you have friends or family that are active or retired military, invite them to come to this exciting three-day event. It's open to the public and admission is free. And you can also watch services online. For more information, go to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.